Hello, everyone. Welcome back to yet another episode of Orange Juice News and Notes around the world of insoles. We have the usual crew in today, myself, Owen Kinoy, and Sister Mallory. What's going on, Mal?
Hello, good morning.
As of this recording, it is the week after Thanksgiving. And good news for you listeners, we are still running our Black Friday, Cyber Monday sale on our website, orangeinsoles.com. So if you're interested in some extra support for your shoes or even an easy gift or stocking stuffer for a loved one, check us out now through the end of the day on Thursday. That'll be Thursday, December 4th. So check us out. If not, we will be back next year with the Black Friday deals, or we always run some sort of promotions on our website. But thank you so much for listening. Holiday season is in full swing, which means holiday sweets are also here. If you've listened to our prior episodes, we did one around Thanksgiving and how to manage the big day, the big meal, and not, or I guess, and to feel better about yourself once you devour your turkey, your sides, and your desserts. But we did think it'd be useful to build on that because the reality is the holiday season extends a month plus, and all through Christmas you're going to be tempted with sweets, sugary drinks, whatever it may be. And we just wanted to make sure that we break that down, what can happen to your body and more specifically your feet, and how to best address it just so you can more thoroughly enjoy the holiday season without feeling guilty. And then also so you can hit January, hit the ground running once January comes around. So hopefully I did a good job teeing that up, Mallory. But yeah, we just want to make sure you enjoy the holidays and feel better and do more.
Yeah, and I feel like this is coming at the perfect time because I'm definitely feeling all the sugar effects after Thanksgiving. I ate a lot of pie. And we also got chocolate-covered pretzels, and I went crazy on those, too. So I've had my fair share of sugar lately.
You know, so I hand up, one thing that I didn't do was plan on the days after Thanksgiving where there's all these delicious leftovers in your fridge that you feel obligated to eat because you don't want to waste. But also, it's like, man, that is a few days of fatty foods, sugary stuff, and you can really start to feel a little lethargic. So lucky for me, we had a snowstorm, so I was able to shovel my driveway and pull my daughter Harper around out front. I've been using the bike inside and whatnot, and it definitely has helped, that's for sure. But when we talk about sugar specifically, and when you consume an excess amount of sugar, maybe that's, hey, you had a few sodas and normally you don't drink soda, or whether that's, hey, I had a couple pieces of pie, or I tried the pie and the cookies and the chocolate pretzels Mallory mentioned. I'm guilty of this, hand up. Like, I definitely binged a little bit over the holiday. But what happens to your body when you do that? Super important to understand. I mean, of course, there are long-term effects. Everybody knows that if you consume too much sugar over a longer period of time, that's unhealthy. We won't go into all the specific details of that, but in a snapshot, you consume that stuff, what happens? Sugar starts to slow down your blood circulation. And then when you look at your feet, because of course this is an insole podcast, your feet are pretty far away from your heart. Actually, it's the farthest away in your body you can get. Obviously, your head's closer to your heart than your feet are to your heart. So your feet are the furthest away from your heart, but they also depend on good blood flow. If you're consuming this high amount of sugar, it's actually going to make your blood thicker and reduce that circulation. So what does that ultimately feel like? I know for me, for the longest time, I didn't really understand like the, hey, this is what's happening to your feet, et cetera, et cetera. But what's happening is your feet can feel cold. So if you're sitting on the couch, you know, maybe watching some TV or whatever after dinner or after your dessert, and you're like, man, my feet are just cold. That could be because of the excess sugar. It can feel like tingling toes or feet. And then also even just like, this is something that, of course, over the course of a couple of days, but if you consistently have higher blood sugar, your blisters or little cuts, like right now my hands are dry and I'm starting to get cuts and whatnot on them. Those heal slowly. Again, reason being is the lack of blood flow to those areas. or I guess the lack of regular blood flow, all because of again this excess amount of sugar consumption. So I've had that feeling where I never realized actually just until the last couple of months that where I'm like, oh gosh, this might be because of my sugar consumption. But Mallory, have you experienced that kind of in your feet or hands or whatnot, just like the effects of sugar slowing you down, or maybe it's something else?
Yeah, I feel like I don't have as much of like the circulation issues, but the other thing sugar can cause is inflammation, and this week I have definitely experienced a lot of inflammation. I can see it when I take off my socks and I have some indents in my ankles, and when I've been waking up in the morning my eyes are like nearly swollen. They're so puffy. So I've definitely experienced a lot of inflammation when I have a lot of sugar and things like that. And yeah, it can affect like your whole body. It can cause morning stiffness and things like that. Obviously, just waking up looking very puffy. But you know, back to the feet, because like you said, we are an insole podcast. You know, it can also cause achy heels or arches. It can cause puffy, swollen feet, like I mentioned. Like, I really can see it around my ankles. And if you're someone with plantar fasciitis, it can also cause flare-ups with that, which, like, definitely don't want to make that worse. You know, as always, insoles can help a bit. But yeah, so not making that worse with, you know, more inflammation is probably a good thing. So, yeah, it definitely can affect your whole body, but your feet as well. It really shows up.
100%. I have the same thing. You know, it's kind of hard for me to assess because I have wide feet and also wider ankles. Let's be honest, I could maybe lose a few pounds here. Health and wellness podcast, vulnerability moment. But you know, when I take off my socks, I often have those moments where I'm like, man, these are like on there pretty tight. But yeah, now that you say that, or the last few days, like even later in the day or whatever it is, I'm like, man, get my socks off. I'm over these. So I totally understand. But that's just one piece of it. Obviously, we talked a lot more during the Thanksgiving podcast of just being overall more healthy, more active during these time frames where you know you're going to have more sweets and whatnot. So here are a few things that you can do to enjoy the sweets during the holiday without hurting your feet or setting yourself back on your health and wellness journey. First and foremost, you know, this is such a universal rule of thumb, but it really does help with sugar consumption, is hydration. So, this is going to help flush the glucose faster than if you're dehydrated. And then also, it's going to help reduce the swelling that Mallory had mentioned previously. So, making sure you're hydrated, what that means to you, it's independent. I've heard kind of drink half of your body weight in ounces. Mallory, is that the rule of thumb you go by, or?
It's not a, if you're not someone who drinks a lot of water, it's a good place to start. I go for 100 ounces a day, and I just kind of picked that number because it was attainable for me. So like that's also a bigger thing. If you know, if you're starting out, you don't need to like chug as much water as possible. It's a kind of work your way up thing,
So
but yeah.
true.
But yeah, that's a really good place to start. And then if you can over time increase it within reason, you know, you don't have to drink gallons of water, but yeah.
So stay hydrated. That's definitely going to help. Even just moving your body after dessert or a large meal does wonders as well. So taking like a 10 to 15 minute walk outside. If you have kids or animals, just go out and play with them or whatever. If you don't, that's totally fine too. Just take a stroll around the neighborhood. Kind of a side comment. I used to always wonder, like, growing up, we weren't really much of like a go for a walk family. But I'd be like, look at these families out just like taking a stroll. Like, wow, like what's kind of the deal, or like what's the appeal? Like you're just walking through the neighborhood. And like that's such like a limited view, right? But doing this stuff and educating myself more later in life, I'm like, yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense. Like they're gonna feel better. Maybe they just had a big meal or whatever it may be, and just moving your body and even just a simple walk is really good for you. Mallory, I'm sure you know the families.
Yeah, and I was gonna say this year, the way our day was laid out, we watched the Lions football game and then ate dinner at like a normal dinner time. But because we had so many snacks and stuff out during the Lions game, and I'm just not a big football fan, I was like, well, I kind of have two options here. I can kind of sit around, and no one's really talking either. Everyone's watching the game. And so I'm just gonna like hang around and snack because it's in front of me, or I can go on a walk. So I just went on a 2 mile walk around the neighborhood and caught up on like a podcast I really wanted to listen to. And kind of, I also like me time. It's a big family day. I love our family, but like sometimes you just need a break. So it was like really nice to go have like 30, 40 minutes to myself instead of just sitting there snacking, kind of staring at a game I'm not like super interested in, because the most important quarter is the fourth quarter, so I'll show back up for that.
Such a good point. Yeah, it doesn't even have to be after dessert or your meal or whatever. Just at any point in the day, getting that blood flow circulating, maybe separate from a workout that you're planning somewhere in there, is really, again, going to help out. With that, if you are moving, or maybe then you have to go work or do a project or whatever it is, supportive insoles, specifically orange insoles, will really help out. Reason being is it's going to help alleviate those pressure points that you may have in your shoes. So if normally there's a lot of weight on your forefoot and you're all sugared up and your foot's swollen, your foot might be extra sensitive to that. But the insoles are going to help evenly spread out your weight along your forefoot. Same thing for your heel and along your arch, just in different ways and different support systems that they do that. But also doing so will increase the blood flow to your feet as well. That's again going to help reduce that tingling, swelling, and whatever else you may be experiencing at the time.
Gotta love insoles. Can always help,
And again, if you don't know which insoles are right for you, I've mentioned this before, but we do have a super useful tool. It's called the Insole Finder on our website. So you can go through and just answer a few questions about what activities you're doing, your shoe size, the type of shoes you're putting it in, and it's going to put together a recommendation for you. The recommendation's 100% guaranteed, and you should receive a fairly, again, customized answer for you. So check that out. Again, it's our 20% off Black Friday, Cyber Monday sale until December 4th. With code BLACK20, you can get an extra 20% off.
Okay, I have a few more strategies for incorporating holiday sweets this
Yes.
season. The first being is to plan for them instead of just trying to avoid them. Like, I think a Christmas party is a great example. We like to go in pretending like we have all the willpower in the world, but like, let's be honest, it's just you're tired, you're drinking, you're in a social environment, like there's a lot of things going on that just it drops your willpower. That's just how it works. Like, and it's not a you problem, it's just how it is. However, if we plan ahead, it can help us make better decisions. So say I know I'm going to a party with all of these treats, maybe instead of being like I'm going to avoid it, but maybe I'll have one little piece of this and one little piece of this, and by the end you've tried everything and you've eaten way more than you ever thought you would. Like, maybe you'd go in knowing I'm gonna make a small plate of hors d'oeuvres and half of it's gonna be veggies and half of it's gonna be whatever I want it to be. Or I know like Susan makes an amazing pecan pie and that's what I really want tonight. And you just plan it into your day. If you're someone who tracks or like, whatever, maybe you just skip the pie at lunch because you know you're gonna have that at the party tonight. So plan ahead instead of just saying no. I don't know if you've had an experience like that, Owen, where you're like, I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna be good and just have water or whatever, and then it's like a couple beers and snacks later, you're like, oh.
Yeah, 100%. I'd say the Wednesday before Thanksgiving was one of those times where I've well, oh my gosh, all the time, Mallory, I get tempted with sweets. on Tuesday last week, again, it's leading up to Thanksgiving, I go to pick up our ice cream pie that I mentioned on our previous podcast, and they say, "Well, you're not just taking the ice cream pie, are you? You got to get some ice cream for yourself and the kids." And they are great people. I love them. But darn it, suddenly we're walking out with a pint of ice cream that they gave to Harper, by the way, because I said no. They're like, "Well, the kids can have some, right?" So, of course, yeah, I had a couple bites of that later too. So that's built in. But then Wednesday night, I'm like, okay, it's gonna be just like a nice, like dinner or whatever. I'm making a salad. I'm gonna have like one piece of pizza because I knew we were getting pizza. Rely more on the salad. But then all of a sudden, the cinnamon sticks with the frosting show up. And then someone brought over Buckeyes, like the peanut butter chocolate things. I'm like, oh my gosh. So yeah, it happens all the time. But I think where I was going with this is being aware and yeah, just like thinking a few days ahead, like, hey, what events are on the schedule? For me, I'm more of like a I'll quote unquote binge or have like more sweet stuff, maybe like a couple times a week, and then really try to avoid it on those other days or whatever. So being aware of that, it's like, hey, we're having guests over for dinner on Wednesday. Honestly, Thanksgiving, where I talked about, is just a bad example because you're going to get tempted with so much. But on a normal week, hey, we have this birthday party on Saturday. There's going to be cake there. I know we're going to go get dinner on Thursday and our favorite ice cream place is right across the street. So maybe these other days, like, I really just lay off the sweets. Or if I do have something, it's just a very small amount, just to get me by. So yeah, absolutely, Mallory. Just planning, because the reality is, especially during this season, you're gonna get tempted all the time with sweets.
Yeah, and it's better to go in with a plan instead of becoming really anxious about it or feeling guilty later. It can just really help mentally as well. And another way to kind of eat the sweets as well and kind of up the satiety of it and also helps not spike your blood sugar as much is to pair it with protein and fiber. So it's also a great mindset instead of thinking, I can't have this, I can't have that. Think about what can I add to this to make sure it feels better, in my body. So an example of this for me is the other day I wanted apple pie. There is some fiber in the apple pie itself, but I had the apple pie with a protein shake because I know the protein will help fill me up. Ideally, looking back, if I paired it with maybe some berries or some, we have like a ton of veggies around, like carrot sticks and things like that, it would have been even better. And it would be very filling instead of, oh, I eat this pie and then 20 minutes later I'm kind of crashing and hungry again. What's one of your favorite sweets? Maybe we can come up with something.
Ice cream. But I've actually, Mallory, kind of come up with like a solution that you, I think, mentioned on a previous podcast.
Oh, what's your ice cream solution?
Yeah, instead of just like eating a bowl of ice cream, get Greek yogurt, throw in some protein powder, whatever your favorite protein powder is. That helps a lot with the flavor too, generally. If, I'm assuming most people are gonna have some sort of flavor protein powder. So plain Greek yogurt, protein powder, and then I put in some peanut butter. Again, just for some more flavor. If you even have like a peanut butter protein powder, you can skip that step. And then I just sprinkle like some chocolate chips on top, and it gets the job done. And it's just a way more balanced approach instead of just like a sugar loaded dessert. And after, usually I feel like more full than I did before. Where with ice cream, it's just like, it almost like, as far as like my stomach, it feels like I'm just eating nothing. Like I could eat ice cream all day.
Yeah, it helps fill you up. It's satisfying. I ate something super similar like every day for a month this summer, except I mixed in frozen berries into the yogurt and protein powder. And the way the frozen berries are, it made it like a weird, like half ice cream texture, all of it. And then I dumped peanut butter on top. It was really good. But I also love the chocolate chips. I've been doing that lately with yogurt and pomegranate seeds. More ideas for everyone. But yeah, that's a really good way to like have your sweets and think about what you can add to it to dress it up. And also the one thing I didn't, fiber and protein are good, and then also like healthy fats like peanut butter, nuts, hemp hearts, things like, I'm trying to think of what's good to add with sweets. I'm not like salmon, like that would be gross, or avocado.
Avocados.
Yeah, but like hemp hearts and peanut butter and nuts are easy ones to add to sweets. Pecan pie. That counts, right?
100%.
Another good thing to do as well, and it kind of goes with that prepping thing, is to measure out your food or have it like pre-portioned. So instead of like I just got a bag of cheddar caramel popcorn, And instead of just sitting there and eating it out of the bag, I'm gonna like measure it out in a bowl. Or you don't even need to like, get a food scale out and weigh it, but just put what you're gonna eat in a bowl and that's what you're gonna eat. Because it's really hard to gauge how much you're eating when you're just pulling it out of a bag. Same if you have any like leftover cookies and treats and things around, like maybe portioning those out might be a better visual for you. Instead of just like, there's a whole uncut pie here, like I'll just get a fork and start going at it. It's just like a really easy way to help you enjoy your treats but not overdo it, where again, you're feeling guilty, you're feeling like a stomach ache after, like it's just not as enjoyable of an experience overall.
100%. Yeah, I think the bottom line is like in the moment, it's so easy to give in to these temptations and enjoy the desserts and that sort of thing. But, are you really going to be satisfied, tomorrow or the next day with that decision? And if the answer is yes, that's okay. There are those occasions. Just make sure you plan for them, right?
Yeah, and it's just also important to avoid this like all or nothing mindset. Like, well, I had a cookie, so I can eat all the cookies, and then I'm gonna skip my workout because now I don't feel like it, and I don't want water. I'm gonna have a soda, and you
We'll
just
start next week, right?
spiral into this thing. And the more you can stick to those healthy habits and routines throughout the day, and this is a different way to think about adding, and then we add in the treats to this, already good established routine. That will carry us a lot farther than just like throwing everything out the window the second something changes. We need to be like adaptable and not just, just give up when we, have one little change to our routine. So, more you stick to it, the better.
So Mallory, sodas are a really common sugar source, and I've had some of these like Olipops and Poppi and like the healthy sodas. I know they have less sugar, but do you kind of know more about them offhand, like kind of what they're all about?
Yeah, I have a case of Olipop right now. A lot of them advertise as ways to get in more fiber as well. So like if you're having a sweet, that's a good way to pair it with fiber, and have your soda. But I will say I'm kind of avoiding it because I've been eating so much fiber lately that I'm scared of the pops. And also if you're someone who's sensitive to that kind of thing, be warned. But yeah, I think it's a good alternative. I mean, there's also so many, and I know some people feel differently about it, but like a lot of the like Coke Zeros and Zero Sugar, Dr. Pepper Zeros, like all of those have come such a long way that I know so many people who were like addicted to Dr. Pepper, but like love Dr. Pepper Zero too, and it's an easy switch for them. So there's like a lot of alternatives out there, a lot of fun beverages to have. Sparkling waters and things. I know it's not the same as a soda, but I do think there's some good alternatives.
Yeah, even if it's like, hey, I love to have a soda every single day. Half the days now, I'm gonna just try one of these alternatives just to get me by. That's gonna be such a big improvement. It's not all or nothing, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, our mom used to drink like 6 cans of Diet Coke a day, and if just, yeah, slowly cutting that back. Even if I know it's crazy, but some people are like that. They have like 4 cans a day, and say you just cut it back to 3, that's already a step in the right direction. And I know it might not feel like it, but like if you keep doing that, it will again take you far. You don't have to have this crazy transformation overnight.
Well said. So I think the bottom line is enjoy your candy, enjoy your sweets. Just don't forget that, there are consequences, so make sure to balance it out with movement, hydration, maybe some good shoes and insoles to help your feet feel better. But it is a long holiday season, and again, our motto is feel better, do more. So we want you guys to feel better and do more throughout the holiday season and also hit the new year running. So we hope that these tips will help you out. And once again, last time I'll mention it, if you are interested in getting some insoles, now is a great time of year as we're doing our 20% off Black Friday sale with code BLACK20 at orangeinsoles.com. So check it out now through Thursday, December 4th. And thank you so much for listening. We'll be back with another episode. of the Orange Juice Podcast.